Well, hopefully you've read Tuesday's, August 24th, recap, and now, it's time to meet the candidates. On September 20th, local residents will be voting for a Member of Parliament, MP, in the Coquitlam-Port Coquitlam riding for the 2021 federal election, which as of this publication, August 25th, consists of four people vying for a seat in the House of Commons. The deadline to submit a nomination form is August 30th. Everyone running in this riding was acclaimed well before the writ was dropped on August 15th in anticipation of a snap election for the fall. The Tri-City News has reached out to all the candidates with a get-to-know-you questionnaire. Here are their answers, listed in alphabetical order by last name. They were invited to provide as much detail as they'd like to. Katerina Anastasiadis, party, conservative, age, 39, current job, executive director, Abbotsford Chamber of Commerce. How long have you been a party member? 8 years. Do you live in the riding? No. I moved last year from Port Coquitlam. Now, I live in Pitt Meadows Maple Ridge riding. Why are you running? I have deep roots in the Tri-Cities for over 20 years and I want to be a strong representative for our community. I want to offer constituents an experienced, hardworking, accessible Member of Parliament that will genuinely listen to all constituents and bring a track record of getting things done for the riding. I believe we need to restore confidence and responsibility in our political leadership in Ottawa. There are serious issues and challenges facing all Canadians and the next generation, like the national debt and tax burden, affordability, childcare, the opioid crisis, the environment, climate change, and improving healthcare. Small and medium-sized businesses need better support and a ready labor force. Our economy needs a real recovery plan to secure jobs, secure our economy and our country. The Conservative Party is the only party with a recovery plan and a multi-pronged, responsible approach to ensuring prosperity for all and a secure future. What federal experience do you have? For incumbents, what were your previous committee appointments? Indian and Northern Affairs Canada, Vancouver International Maritime Center Initiative, funded through Western Economic Diversification, Canadian Chamber of Commerce Policy Conventions, Chamber Executive Director Participation, past Federal Conservative Campaign Manager who endorses you. Hun. Yona Martin Hun. James Moore PC, former Member of Parliament for Port Moody Westwood Port Coquitlam, former Federal Cabinet Minister, Minister of Industry, appointed in 2013, and Minister of Canadian Heritage and Official Languages, appointed in 2008, Ian Black, former MLA for Port Moody Coquitlam, and former Provincial Cabinet Minister, Minister of Small Business, Technology and Economic Development, appointed in 2009, and Minister of Labour and Citizen Services, appointed in 2008, Joan Isaacs, former MLA for Coquitlam Burke Mountain, Brent Asmundson, Coquitlam City Councillor Dennis Marsden, Coquitlam City Councillor Terry O'Neill, former Coquitlam City Councillor Kimberly Brundell, party, People's Party of Canada, age, 34, current job, administration and sales for a local manufacturing small business. How long have you been a party member? 1 year. Do you live in the riding? I was raised in Coquitlam and lived on the south side of Port Coquitlam for 4 years. This riding is in my blood. I am passionate about the welfare of my community. Why are you running? The Trudeau government has been infringing on our rights and freedoms as Canadians since he was elected. Since the beginning of the pandemic, he has put his efforts into overdrive. Our other political parties have not defended Canadians' rights to work and have supported unscientific lockdown orders. I am running to stand up for the rights and freedoms of my community. What federal experience do you have? For incumbents, what were your previous committee appointments? None. I am not a politician. I am a longtime resident and community member. I know what life is like in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam. I want to serve my community. Who endorses you? The People's Party of Canada is a grassroots movement. My supporters are average Canadians that want the freedom to live their lives free of government force and coercion. My supporters have children and are worried about more infringement on parental rights in the school system. Many of my constituents are immigrants who have fled communist and fascist regimes. They tell me that what our government is doing with vaccine passports and workplace mandates are the same tools used by the regimes they fled. They are the canary in the coal mine and I am taking my lead from them. I have no ties to government, union or corporate interests. I am a candidate of the people and for the people. Laura DuPont Party. NDP age, 57 current job. Share family and community services, program administrator, casual. How long have you been a party member? More than 7 years. Do you live in the riding? Yes, 24 years. Why are you running? I'm running because I love our communities and I want to work for the people who live here to help make their lives better. As we work our way through the pandemic, we've seen that life is getting harder and more expensive for people. There's just something wrong when you see the ultra-rich in this country made excess profits of $78 billion during the pandemic while everyone else struggled to make it through. And rather than make them pay their fair share from those profits, Justin Trudeau wants people in communities like ours to pay the costs of recovering from this pandemic. He voted against a 1% tax on the ultra-rich, the kind of people who profited on the pandemic, because that's who he works for. And voting right alongside him against that tax on the wealthiest was Erin O'Toole. So I'm running because I think people here at home and across the country deserve better. I believe they deserve real action on climate change, long-term care, pharmacare that includes mental health supports, and so many other issues that need federal leadership. I'm looking forward to working with Jagmeet Singh to fight for the issues that matter to people. And getting real results that make life better for everyone. What federal experience do you have? For incumbents, what were your previous committee appointments? I'm looking forward to taking my experience and commitment to the federal level, providing a fresh voice for the people of Coquitlam Port Coquitlam. Through my work in organizations like the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, and the Lower Mainland Local Government Association, I've worked with leaders from around BC to problem solve and deliver new ideas and solutions that make life better for people. Who endorses you? I am grateful to have endorsements from members from NDP MLA Finn Donnelly, Coquitlam First Nations Chief Ed Hall and UBC climate scientist Stephen Shepherd. In my work as president of the Lower Mainland Local Government Association, I have been endorsed by New West Cowan, Patrick Johnston and Cowan, Mickey Vidal with Resort Municipality of Harrison, and additionally Coquitlam Cowan, Chris Wilson, Ron McKinnon Party. Liberal, incumbent, age, 70 current job, Member of Parliament for Coquitlam Port Coquitlam. How long have you been a party member? Member of the Liberal Party of Canada since 2005. Do you live in the riding? Yes, in Port Coquitlam for 30 years. Why are you running? I am running for re-election as the Member of Parliament for Coquitlam Port Coquitlam because I believe I can be our community's strongest voice and advocate. I've spent the past 30 years in this community with my wife, raising our two daughters. As the Member of Parliament for Coquitlam Port Coquitlam since 2015, I am proud to serve this diverse, beautiful, and fast-growing community. I will never stop working to build a better future for everyone in our community. We have an important choice to make this election. We can choose to elect a government who is committed to moving forward with a plan that works for everyone. We can choose to leave no one behind. I have always worked to bring about progressive policies, with a focus on making life more affordable for families, youth, and seniors. Whether advocating for small businesses, for a fairer, greener economy, or pushing for stronger environmental measures to take real action against the climate crisis, my ability to deliver stems from my deep commitment to speaking with and listening directly to people in our community. We've had Canadians' backs to and through the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, we need to finish the fight against COVID-19. We need to continue our ambitious plan to address the real and immediate threat of climate change and protect and preserve our environment. And, we need to make life more affordable for families, which includes continuing federal supports such as the Canada Child Benefit, the historic agreement between the federal and BC provincial governments for $10 per day early learning and childcare, and ensuring housing affordability is a top priority. There is certainly more work to be done. I will continue to work for as a strong, passionate, and thoughtful voice in Ottawa, delivering real progress for the people of Coquitlam Port Coquitlam. What federal experience do you have? For incumbents, what were your previous committee appointments? It has been my privilege to represent our community since 2015. Recognizing the devastating effects of BC's ongoing opioid crisis, my private member's bill, the Good Samaritan Drug Overdose Act, became law in May 2017 after receiving unanimous all-party support in both the House of Commons and the Senate. The law is saving lives by providing limited immunity from prosecution for possession of controlled substances when someone calls 911 for medical assistance during a drug overdose. Since the beginning of 2020, I have served as the chair of the Standing Committee on Health during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a previous parliament, I championed a study on LGBTQ2+ health and worked on many prominent studies including National Pharmacare and the Cannabis Act. I also seconded a bill to create a national framework for diabetes. In addition to my role on the Standing Committee on Health, I was a member of the Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights, where I studied complex legislation such as medical assistance in dying and other important work on human trafficking, access to justice, and support for jurors. Who endorses you? Currently, Michael Thomas, Port Coquitlam School Trustee, International Association of Firefighters Local 1782, Coquitlam.